起ならばならば
起ならばならば
have to dig it. Also, some people get from the cross. Oh, Hare Krishna. Now we are a little shy to speak before Sri Bhuvanath. Prabhu. What we will do is, we will, I will first address all of you about a subject matter which in our area of doing Sankirtan is considered to be like the two main subjects for the Sankirtan devotee. First is how can we become an instrument, a tool in the hands of the parampara. And the second subject matter is what is a spiritual vision on Sankirtan. We will speak on these two subjects just hopefully not more than 12 to 15 minutes. Then Ms. Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj has a surprise for you. He will give you something to think and collect what the results of your thinking and then respond to that. And I think then both of us will answer relevant questions from the audience. This is how we are going to conduct this Sankirtan meeting. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvashesha Shunyavari Pastatyadi Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Srimate Bhakti Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Being today, since we conduct this Sankirtan meeting in the rooms of Srila Prabhupada, and since we are speaking about the subject how to become an instrument in the hands of the acharyas, it is only more than appropriate. So first speak a little bit on Srila Prabhupada's unique position and on how we can imbibe the sense of his missionary spirit. Srila Prabhupada, all this was saying that his phenomenal success in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the Western Hemisphere and then the Eastern Hemisphere again was due to the fact that he fulfilled the order of his own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this was not just some sentence which Prabhupada did to train us all to become loyal to the principle of Guru Nishtha, or steady service to the spiritual master, but it was something which he exemplified in his own life. Let us please look for a minute. Really have to put the class here, but that is really stated the time. Let us please look for a while, just for have a brief glance at Srila Prabhupada's life from an interesting perspective. From his childhood on, Srila Prabhupada was always in Krishna consciousness from his birth on, we can say. And this manifested in his extraordinary childhood. It was said that he stood for hours before the deity of Radha Govinda, the deity which his family worshipped, and just gazed lovingly at their beautiful forms. When he was only 5 years old, and I do not know if you know how people, young children, act in this age. Usually very distraught and constantly under parental care, otherwise greater mishaps can happen. When he was only 5 years old, he organized a Ratha Yatra festival. First of all, he put the willpower into it to really make it happen. He was crying. Until he finally obtained a chariot. And then he organized everything from kirtan to inspiring his parents for cooking and so on and so forth. In the first meeting which he later had with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, an extraordinary thing transpired which Srila Prabhupada has often drawn our attention to. When he was just coming out of his obeisances, not even sitting erect, he heard his spiritual master giving him the order which became the guiding light through his life. He heard him say you are an educated English-speaking person. You should spread this movement for Krishna consciousness all over the world. Imagine, the seed was obtained there of this extraordinary mission. He prepared himself. The last stretch of preparation was in Vrindavan, where he sat before where he had a glance or looked at the samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. And one day, and don't think it was easy for Prabhupada in Vrindavan, the time of preparation was full with discouragement. For instance, one time a cow ran over him, a nervous cow, and got him in his stomach, and he lost his consciousness. Many of us have not heard about this, but he barely, after some time, he barely made it into the temple and into his little room, where without medical care he lied for days. At that time, the Goswamis appeared to him and encouraged him. Later, just before he was leaving Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami appeared to him and said something which I have written down to the verbatim. Don't worry about anything. Go ahead and travel to the West and preach. Just preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. You will be successful. I guarantee this because I will be right with you all the time. Srila Prabhupada's going to America needed him to overcome a few obstacles. One was that he was quite old and suffered from two heart attacks on the voyage. And I do know, heart attack is very serious. It can blow out the light of the light very easily. Prabhupada said it was so serious that he knew if it came a third time he would not be able to survive. At that time he had a dream of Krishna who appeared to him saying, come this week. There was a boat with many inclinations, and Krishna wanted to take him to the square of the world. But he said, no, I have money. Okay, said Krishna, then you just do your money. He said this loving word, as one said in a very intimate discussion, then you just do your So, this missionary spirit which Srila Prabhupada was prepared. He got the order from his spiritual master and the encouragement of the acharyas and of Krishna became very clear in a very moving episode which happened in the early days in New York. Srila Prabhupada at that time was in Central Park, and there was one man who was a conductor. I'm not sure if I have the word right. It's the one who controls the ticket. Is that the conductor? Mm-hmm. And he came and he sat next on the bench, and he was feeding some pigeons like it is done. It was a cold winter with snow all over, and after some time this conductor turned to Srila Prabhupada and asked, are you from India? Yes, said Srila Prabhupada. What do you do here? I have my mission. At that time, there was not yet the little temple store front matchless gift, and it was also before he moved to the Bowery, where he had a lot of an artist as a preaching facility. It was before Prabhupada had, so to say, achieved even a shadow of his mission. There was not much, maybe two or three people who were interested, maybe five or ten, maybe, like this we could say, five to ten. So the conductor was of course interested. You have a mission? Have you already achieved anything in this mission? Oh yes. We have our temple, we have our farm, and we have many books. The conductor, that's interesting tonight. I would like to visit. I'm also a little interested in India. He is one of my temple in America, said the Rama, fascinating. No, said Prabhupada, you cannot go just now. You cannot leave. You cannot visit our farm project and our temple. You cannot leave because a little time is separating us. And so just please understand Prabhupada's mood in giving this answer. He was absolutely sure that Krishna consciousness would spread. Why? Because he had obtained an order of his spiritual master. The acharyas were behind it. It was a foretelling in the scriptures also. And Krishna had encouraged him personally. So therefore he went, he was not in a hectic mood. He was he had a mood of urgency, no doubt. When you hear the early lectures, Prabhupada's voice sometimes from all the enthusiasm is great. You just have to become Krishna conscious, you know, he said, like this, our Guru Manapa, who has also inherited that sense of urgency. So when you think sometimes that the enthusiasm just breaks loose from his body, He had this wonderful sense of urgency, but he was not in a hectic mood. He was not so worried. Yeah, a little time is separating. It will come. It will come. Little time is separating. And that was because Srila Prabhupada was clearly empowered, and he was an instrument. Let us just focus for the remainder of our time on the subject matter of empowered. What do we mean with this? What do we mean with potency or with power? In the physical term, in the law of physics, it means, power means the potency to perform work. If I do have a certain power, muscular power, I will be able to lift certain weight. Or if I have a monetary power, I will be able to draw a certain amount of money from the bank and spend it on car or anything. Power means the potency to do work. We want to spread Krishna consciousness. What that work, that the mission, we need certainly energy for it. We need resources like books, cars, bending, and so on. So if we want to do anything in this world, a certain power is necessary. Someone who is helpless or powerless cannot do anything. What power do you think is necessary to spread a spiritual movement? It must be spiritual power. It cannot be material power. That means physical, muscular power, or maybe intelligence, or maybe the power of good looks, or charismatic speeches, or this and that. No. To spread Krishna consciousness, you have to have a spiritual potency. Now, from where do we hope to get it? It doesn't lie actually within our possibility to obtain this, because we can only obtain as conditions of physical and mental power from our instrumentarium, the body and the mind. The spiritual potency is something which is given to us, which we have to obtain. Let us consider an example. Let us say we have a ghetto blaster. That may not be the best word, but a table cutter which runs on electric energy. I won't be able to draw the energy to make this running from my body. I cannot put the plug in my hand and concentrate a little on it. I have to go to the socket and push it in there, and then the energy which is beyond me, the electric power, will be able to run this device. If that's nice music or anything comes out. In the same way, when we want to spread Krishna consciousness, we certainly need spiritual potency. And this spiritual potency, it will be given to us by our spiritual master. I want to give you another example. Say we are poor. If a Kandadi Prabhu writes a check out to us and says, so and so, we have access to £60 out of this bank account. With this paper, we will be go to the bank, and we are empowered to draw out £60, not more and not less. In the same way, we can obtain the spiritual potency, the potency of delivering conditioned souls and connecting them with Krishna from our spiritual master. He can give it to us. He gives this to us when we sincerely pray to his lotus feet to kindly engage us in this mission which is most dear to Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, which is to spread Krishna consciousness to the lost soul. If you obtain this transcendental mercy, this power of attorney, this spiritual strength, then you will be able to distribute in a very happy way for the rest of your life, knowing that you are pleasing Srila Prabhupada and your own spiritual master and Sri Krishna. You will act as an instrument. You will never become puffed up knowing that what you have is only a gift. It is only a present. Sankirtan devotees know as soon as they become falsely inflated with pride, then the flow of energy, the flow of inspiration just breaks and one is on his own. That is knowledge. I want to end this by giving you an example from Hari Mamananda. I see that you have obtained this book, some of you, the Nectar of Book Distribution. You have heard about Hari Mamananda sometimes doing 900 big books a day. I always want to say this because I think I have said it already in a previous Sankirtan meeting in the manner, but it's so nice. After he did his 900 books, I asked him, how did you do it? And he said, you will be surprised. We share a friendship, so he feels free to talk very honest. He always talks textual, you know, goes to the heart of things. He said, it was my easiest day of sacrifice. Because I just felt I was used by my spiritual master, Srila Hari Krishnami, said like this. And you know, I really have nothing to do with this. The books, Prabhupada wanted the books to be translated into German. Someone built a lager, a storehouse, put them in there, gave me a car, and requested me to go on Sankirtan. I just went there and gave the books out. Passed the books out. And I didn't have the feeling I have much to do with it. I was not standing in the way. That's all. Why just not me? I was not standing in the way. So that's an interesting concept. Now I've only talked about the instrument being an instrument and understanding what it means to be spiritually empowered. And I think in a later discussion, the question comes, I can talk on spiritual vision. I have already overstepped my limit here for 4 minutes, like always. So now I want to hand over the discussion to our Bhakti Bhai Baba Maharaj.
How the answer ready? Okay. Well, I would like to shift over to a practical recess. And we want to request
if you will take a seat.
So we're going to distribute these blank sheets to each devotee here, and we want to request you to do a little homework, but not at home. You should do it right now. And I think it can provide a very, very interesting basis for our further discussions. Everybody's ready? Just pass it out and bump it out. Now everybody knows how to write. So now, please answer two questions. And if possible, don't use more than 20 words for each answer of these two questions.
Okay, how about to get a pen, please?
We have one more pen for tomorrow.
Thank you.
So the first question is, what inspires you most in your service of book distribution? What inspires you most? When you go out on the street with your book bag and you write on the street, what inspires you most? And the second question is, what do you perceive as the greatest obstacle on sankirtan? When you're distributing books, you try to absorb yourself. And what do you perceive as the greatest difficulty, obstacle, problem on the book distribution? So these are the two questions, and please answer them as essential as possible. Of course, if possible, we should not get into too much into managerial questions. I think so. Or if you want, yes.
I mean, anything. We don't answer the question.
Yes.
And yes, I think please write in clear handwriting that it is readable also to others than you. We will take the offer.
And then we need one. We need one devotee to. How should we proceed when we receive all these answers?
I think for the discussion, we need a very clear explanation.
Okay.
And then we take all the sheets afterwards.
Yeah. But I thought it's good to sort it a little bit out and emphasize on the most common. I thought. So I will also switch back and forth. First, this side, the male devotees and female devotees, I will go back and forth. So let us start on this side. Who shall I ask first?
I think I can start with the question one.
What inspires you most? Okay, we start with, what is his name?
Srimanavada.
So could you read your answer on the first question? What inspires you most in your service of book distribution?
Well, thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for this tradition service.
So what inspires the most? The thought that the Srila Prabhupada wants it?
Yeah, the fact that Srila Prabhupada gave us his service.
To do something, of course, Srila Prabhupada gave us his service.
You should please just read what you did. It's very, very nice to hear your realization in at length, but if you just read what you did, then we will be able to program.
Yeah, you have to keep it concentrated
now.
Who has a similar point of answer? Somebody has answered almost the same way.
I have something similar, but I'm not, of course, I'm only going sometimes out, I'm not so good, and I have a special vision. I said, I wrote, pleasing Srila Prabhupada by setting the example to the devotees. You just talked about it, to do it, yeah.
So I think we should hear some more answers if you just run through the notice that you know.
And if anyone can answer that.
Yes, no, read.
There's only one thing.
Every week.
400 a day. Yeah, 1,000 a day. Well, from my almost 40 years of experience on a Sunday time, I came to this, the first question of yours is, you know, what inspires you to go out and distribute private books? This realization that I have, you know, recently is actually quite convincing for me. Of course, you know, after years you have different realizations for what's changed. But the latest one is, you know, the thing that inspires me the most is to be when I am loved and blessed by the devotees. In other words, creates, you know, a good influence on my personality, that I'm doing something for the family, for devotees, for Prabhupada. And I feel that when I go out and distribute books, then everything becomes auspicious, like time to get to deliver it. I get happy, the body's day becomes happy, Prabhupada becomes okay, and Krishna becomes okay. Right, so you want to know the obstacles one now?
No. Not yet. So blessings of the body is to our sense of clean spirit.
Love and bless. Very personal.
Love and curse.
Yeah.
Who has similar points? Everybody has completely, you have similar
points.
Can you speak up a little
bit?
So let's hear some more answers. Anybody?
Knowing that the content of the books is so important for the eternal benefit of the individual, and that it's possibly the most important contact that the person will have with the absolute truth in this life, and maybe for many lives to come. Also, just to know that it is Guru Maharaj's and all the great acharyas' desire.
Wonderful. So problems of the book, desire of the acharyas, Guru Maharaj, your Bhagavad and so on. Who has similar points?
So many individual answers.
Yeah, we should have a bunch. Who wants to volunteer? who wants to read his answer? Somebody? You're not normally like this. You speak quite loud and loud. Just read your answer. Somebody, yes, sir.
I had a couple points that were similar to the point that you made, and I didn't only have that, but I didn't include my hair.
Okay.
But the point that I had, because of course you need to remember in prayer, the fingers are lifting off the bottom of the platform.
Of course, it's meant to surrender off on the platform. Somebody else? Yes?
I think I made a slight distinction between reason for doing something and justification for doing something that actually inspires me. And all that's been said so far, I would agree with it being a reason to do something, and that definitely justifies my doing it. But what inspires me, actually gives me a high, is preaching on the street and actually meeting somebody who is interested, and there's some exchange, personal exchange, this person is interested in the book, and I have a chance to have an exchange of preaching with the past, and that's inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's
very, very important point. It's preaching.
Okay, let's hear some more.
Yeah, I have a similar point. I just thought one of the most participation with people I meet when they go away and feel happy and inspired to do this work. Just basically people's appreciation of the truth of our culture.
Somebody else? Yep.
I find it really nice to be able to do a lot of things in the world.
Focus moves the Sankirtan tea and determine fixed devotees to go out with.
I feel we have sufficient points to
further.
So I'm asking how shall we proceed now? I could just try to repeat these points we just wrote down, and then we'll talk a little bit on it. And I would personally also wish to share some experience, especially you as kind of person. So I don't want to restrict the people in this sense. So let's see how we can proceed. We have 20 more minutes. So one of the first points was the inspiration. Well, what about the obstacles?
Yeah, I think we must bring them also together.
Talk of these few points, very concentrated, then we switch over to the obstacles, and then we can conclude. So I think one of the first points was that means duration that it pleases my spiritual master, is Srila Prabhupada's vision, Srila Prabhupada's wanting, etc. This is actually what Srila Prabhupada wants. It was Srila Prabhupada's personal mission to publish books, distribute books. And it was Srila Prabhupada's greatest endeavor in order to please his spiritual master to publish and distribute books. And I think we don't have to get into so many quotations, but Srila Prabhupada did emphasize book distribution as the most important activity in order to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And I think this should be the strongest foundation for any ISKCON devotee. So simply remember, if it is the personal desire of our founder Acharya to publish and distribute these books. And sometimes I was thinking, we have so many other various activities, services in our movement. And again and again, devotees raise the question, if book distribution is the most important activity, why do I do something else? Or do I please my spiritual master? There might be some anxiety. You see, I'm not engaged directly with the solution. Does that mean I please my spiritual master less? This question comes up a lot. Sit down, see that. And the answer, of course, is, whatever might be the desire of my spiritual master, if I simply do that, that pleases my spiritual master. So we have to consider there are so many various activities in our Krishna consciousness movement, but still we have to emphasize all the time the point that in order to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world most successfully, then we have to emphasize book distribution. There should be no confusion on this point. Although each and every activity is important, if you want, even most important. And I noticed that Prabhupada, when he ordered his disciples, some of his disciples, to perform a particular service, sometimes he said, this is the most important activity. If you establish or build temples or whatever, this is the most important activity. Another one, he told cooking, that's the most important activity in our movement, and he gave elaborate explanation. But still, we can safely conclude, among all the various activities in our Krishna consciousness movement, the publication and the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, it is the most important activity in order to spread Krishna consciousness. This should be clear understanding. And naturally, this provides the greatest inspiration for a Sankirtan devotee to remember this is what pleases Srila Prabhupada most, in that sense that I will get somehow Srila Prabhupada's attention, because this was his personal mission, his personal concern how to publish these different books. Srila Prabhupada was constantly meditating on this, of course, and all the other activities as well, but this was his personal mission. And so naturally, when I engage myself in the solution, I can be assured somehow I will get Prabhupada's attention, somehow or other. And anyway, I want to say that much to this point, and switch over to Mara.
you want me to speak on other subjects, or I think we should you should maybe just because you wrote them down, just say them, and then we should go to the obstacle points. I really would like to talk about the obstacles.
Okay. You want to say something to then blessings of devotees, team spirit. I think this team spirit point is also very, I mean, every point is important. You need blessings of devotees. I think that's a very, very nice point of inspiration, motivation to the distribute books. Because especially on the book distribution, you need a lot of blessings from devotees. If you do not have the feeling this is what really every devotee wants and looks forward to, these books should be distributed as much as possible, then it's very difficult to perform any service actually. Actually, each and every devotee in his service must have the feeling that the whole community of devotees are behind their service. This is what they expect from you, isn't it? So that's a very, very important point of inspiration. And then I thought also the point of the team spirit is very, very important to remember that we should, in our service, especially of book distribution, cultivate, develop a very, very tight, strong team spirit. This, at least, I noticed in our zone, the book distributors, how to say, there's a very, very strong team spirit. Of course, sometimes this might provide slight misunderstanding. This is what I noticed over the years. When Sankirtan devotees return, they sit together very tight, they don't want to get involved in any other service. It might cause slight conflict sometimes. Things like that. I'm not supporting Shankar. What was the point? Yes. But still, I feel if the other devotees engaged in the temple, not direct in the book distribution, if they develop the proper understanding of team spirit, I think there would not be any conflict, any feelings of some of the devotees or some elite group or whatever. And, no, they should really try to understand a team spirit is very much required in order to become successful in your particular service. Just like the pujaris also, very strong team spirit among the pujaris that keeps them going, inspired. But similarly, book distribution, there has to be very, very strong team spirit. That means a lot of association together, exchange experiences, Sankirtan classes, etc., etc. And also the point of responsibility, a feeling of responsibility is very, very important. Just like we discussed a little bit before this meeting, that if just one Sankirtan devotee decides, I will not go out today, I don't feel like going out, that sets back the common result of the book distribution to Krishna Baba, just like the marathons. Yeah, any book counts, just like this year. I think again this year, your yatra defeated German numbers.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so. The second year, it's heavy. It's heavy to take. It's embarrassing. We're sitting here talking and we defeated our yatra. But you see, your strength is any book counts. Our strength might be still individual results. 900 books in one day. I don't think anybody could do such a thing here. I mean, right now, isn't it? Does anybody distribute 900 big books in one day? So that might be our strength. It really challenges to be here. Nobody can do. But your strength is this team spirit. one more devotee, one more non-happy, one more god like this. And that sums up to a tremendous recital. So this feeling of responsibility is very important. If I don't go out today, that will set back the whole recital of Bhakti Siddhartha in order to preach the Prabhupada. Because in Srila Prabhupada's days, Srila Prabhupada's days, he simply received the end recital. He received the whole recital. Srila Prabhupada did not get so much into individual scores. He did also, of course, and he's aware of it. But we should be conscious of it, that we want to present the end recital. At the end of the year, each month, to Srila Prabhupada, this is our recital for this evening. So this one devotee who does not go out, that counts a lot. So that feeling of responsibility, team spirit, I think it's also a very, very important point. And the other points, of course, I appreciate it very, very much personally. It forces me to surrender. This is a fact that everybody knows. In any other service, I don't want to say that, but if you go out on book distribution on the street, you just space out for 5 minutes. It has a tremendous effect on your consciousness, on the other side. It is such an excellent environment to surrender. You have to be forced to surrender. And this, I mean, just imagine what level of surrender in Krishna consciousness. Every moment, every minute, you have to try to convince somebody about Krishna consciousness, some aspect of Krishna consciousness, so that he can take a book. I mean, what a level of surrender. Any moment you have to preach, endeavor, try, convince. The whole day. I mean, therefore, it is not surprising when Sankirtan devotees return at the end of the week. They are standing with power, conviction, chaitanya, just unbelievable. Because of that level, high-pitched level of constant endeavor to surrender, to convince somebody about Krishna consciousness. So it is naturally the most suitable opportunity to make yourself surrender to Krishna and the Lord of the spiritual master. And of course, it puts you off the bodily platform. That's a very, very nice point. And you start thinking about the body, the mental problems on the street, you're wiped away. No chance to do anything. So it's a wonderful opportunity to surrender. And actually, any serious devotees, or any devotee who feels, now I really want to surrender in Krishna consciousness, you just pack your book bag and go out. That's the best opportunity. So I want to say that much to these points. We have 10 more minutes and we can switch over to the auxiliary session. So we can start again. Just read what you wrote down.
I find that usually we follow in Sankirtan, especially when we're not reading the book. And from this comes to get more people on the street. Most of the months I'm going to get people at music, I haven't gotten married, and they just become customers. And then they've been attached to the book.
I'm just trying to find one sentence. Can anybody help? Did I get the essence of
it? Basically the mind, you say. The mind.
The mind. That's a famous obstacle for both of you. The mind. Okay, any similar points?
It's the mind, but it also is a lack of study.
Lack of study.
Actually in this room, Father said to me, what is the use of your book distribution if you're not reading the books?
Right.
He actually said
that's the German in the room. But let's hear some more points on obstacles. On this side, Madhuri, any Madhuri, what's the greatest obstacle
different mental conceptions. Okay, any other points? Yes.
To try to persuade someone who seems unpersuadable, and sometimes you don't know where to let go of the sort of thing. When you meet someone, to try to persuade them, and they don't seem like they'll be persuaded. So sometimes it's best to just leave it, but sometimes you don't know.
Any other points over here? Similar or different points? Thinking I'm the doer.
Once there was a cock. He said, "Kikiriki," at the morning, as he said, "Kikiriki," he saw how the people were all getting up, and proudly he thought, because of my eccentric voice, these people all move. I'm moving the whole town of London. He was in an illusion called the doer illusion. I am the doer. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, we can sometimes come to the murgi stage. Murgi means cock in Bengali. It's the story that Prabhupada told. Where we unfortunately think we are the doer. And if Krishna sees such an illusioned Bhaktisthi Buddha, he will make sure that he understands that he is not the doer. Because one thing Krishna does not like to see in his devotees is that they become proud. He just doesn't like it. Knowing well that this mountain of pride on which we sit will just prevent us from getting the stream of mercy. You sit on the mountain, you can't bathe in the river. In the same way, It is impossible to be flowing in the Sankirtan river of expanding the mercy if we just go on the Tigiriti mountain. This is an important point. I wanted to say a little polemic. This doer illusion, I'm the doer, is very bad in Krishna consciousness. And I think it's particularly nice in Sankirtan that we are cured from this illusion. There is no service where you really can understand I'm not the doer, as where it's so clear, like on Sankirtan. When you sweep the temple floor, it's very easy to think, well, I'm now pushing the broom. I mean, that's almost the thought which lies at hand. Or when you cook, or any other services, it's very difficult to understand how you are not the doer. But if you go on Sankirtan, Krishna will make it very clear how you're not the doer. He immediately makes this point and takes away the result. A second point which I wanted to comment on is something which I also wrote down. You described, for instance, the inability to present, or a fruitive mentality, or lack or a different mental conception. I wrote down under this my own inability to communicate with the conditioned souls. Someone who wants to be successful in his Sankirtan mission or her Sankirtan mission needs to establish some kind of relationship with the conditioned soul. It needs to be on the spiritual platform. If you just see them as customers, that is not a very spiritual vision. We have a very, very powerful Vaishnava. Who is a very good devotee also, he sometimes gets so much in the mood of the Sankirtan that he doesn't even communicate with words any longer. He gets on a bench, he's fully ecstatic, and he will just make and give everyone a book and then go like and they all give him Lakshmi. I don't say that this is what we should try. You won't be successful if your name is not Brihad Bhanu Guru. But I'm saying the communication is not really dependent on a good girlings and a good salesman approach. A better example is a devotee in South India who is dumb and who cannot speak. Dumb means he cannot hear, and what means he cannot speak?
Dumb means he cannot speak.
Deaf. He is deaf and dumb, in other words. And the way he distributes books is he has a little blackboard just this size, and he has a line on it. Take it. And then he hands the blackboard over to the conditioned soul, and the conditioned soul writes, for instance, why? And then, in one or two sentences, you know, it's not time to really go into a long presentation, he has to give reasons, he has to communicate. And what he really communicates is not so much good wordings and a long conviction story, but his own desire to bring the people into Krishna consciousness. This is what is meant with a spiritual approach. You first have to see these are souls. They are lost. This is most properly, as Tribhuvanath Prabhu said, there are chance to come in contact with Krishna, and they need the book distributor. your possibility is really to link them up again with Krishna by giving them a book about Krishna written by his pure devotee. So you should see the people as souls, not as a bank director or a pawn or a bus a Keaton imitation or something like this. You should see them as a soul encased in a gross and subtle body, a prisoner of his mind and his different desires. And you should reach into that prison of his by giving the book. And this reach someone, that's the art of communication, is only done if you really feel have a spiritual motivation, and if you really think, I am going now to connect these people to Krishna. Then only you can go through his bars, so to say, through his conditioning, through his prison door, and reach him, actually. Otherwise, you just have to do with this external shell, which is totally opposed to Krishna consciousness. I mean, no one in his mind would like to surrender. Such a concept is very, very different from what most people desire in this world. What to surrender? This is not. I always I became very interested in Krishna consciousness because of the taste of the halava. I was very desirous to eat halava because I could not, after tasting it once, because I could not imagine how this preparation can possibly be made by myself. Therefore, I came back to the temple to taste some more. And I still remember, if at that time I would have thought eating this halava means that one day you will be shaped up and and try to surrender to Krishna, lie on the floor and just try to serve as much as you can, I most probably would have seen the plate of halava as highly dangerous for my existence. In most people's interest, there is something else in surrender. This is, and therefore, if we want to distribute books, we really need to reach the soul. And that is only done if we have a spiritual vision. So the last point I would like to raise here is this lack of study. You were saying at the beginning, and you heard how Prabhupada also said this, it's really a point. If you want to feel confident and comfortable on book distribution, you need to be on a spiritual platform. Do you know that Hari Ramananda sometimes reads for 4 or 5 hours? He doesn't do it every day, but sometimes, he's also a human being, he especially on Monday, he had to manage all the Sankirtan parties. Everyone came with his problems just for him, just for you, and put it on the table. So sometimes he just needs to study a lot. We have in our, according to our experience, we have an hour of two, we have 2 hours study and Sankirtan, if possible, a minimum of 1 hour. That means study means you are there with a book, and the book is there with you. That's the relationship. And through the book, you associate with Srila Prabhupada, with Shukadev Goswami, with Parikshit Maharaj, and so on. I remember when I experienced a lack of enthusiasm, I went out on the out of the stream of book distribution into a church, and started reading the Bhagavatam, and after some time felt such solid enthusiasm just to understand, oh, Parikshit Maharaj is feeling this. He has only 7 more days, and who knows if I have 7 more hours, you know, let me now also do something to please, let me do something valuable with my life. I can't sit here in the church and just eat prasadam. I have to and read. I have to do something now. So that's all that I wanted to comment on, the different obstacles which appear in Buddhist belief. But there, I don't want to talk all the time. Please, do the rest.
I just want to pass a comment. I noticed that there seem to be 2 categories of answers given, which require a lot of experience in some of them, just to overcome particular obstacles. You need some experience. Some obstacles you cannot just solve by not even by hearing or by studying, hearing from others or whatever. You can only overcome by experience. When you do a book distribution for some years, just by your own experience, you can overcome particular problems, especially mind problems, etc. I mean, that's my experience. Many times when I went on book distribution, and naturally I had mental problems and so many other problems, and the devotees told me they preached to me, and I was convinced. I thought, now the problem is gone. And I ran on the street, full of enthusiasm, right back to the same problem. And then it happened again and again and again. So some obstacles you can only overcome by simply continuing. Then you overcome particular obstacles, problems, and so on. And other obstacles you can definitely overcome by proper training.
Training solves problems.
We did not study the. I mean, it was not the intention. Sheer inspiration. There was one other point I thought it was very important. Anyway, this belongs to the inspirational points. But. So training is also very, very important. Otherwise, we do make the same mistake on book distribution again and again. Unless somebody tells us this is a mistake, therefore it doesn't work. So training is very, very important. Again, this brings up the point of the training, team spirit, learning. Some devotee who knows better, that requires submission, humbleness. Not that you have to go with your head through the walls, suffer, cry, and maybe in 20 years, you know, something has happened. So why not approach some successful sanghatana devotee who knows, and who hopefully is compassionate enough to train other devotees. Now I go, actually I found this was very, very important in my days of book distribution, that I always went out with the book distributor, and he listened very carefully, you know, how I talked to the people, what I said, how I behaved. And sometimes I could not understand why do the books not go out. I do everything. The mantra perfect, fluently, no hesitation, I'm enthusiastic. Sometimes that sanghatan leader, he just pointed out to me, look in the mirror, your face. Oh, I see. Something happened. I did not look convincingly still enough. So then I tried to change that. It also didn't work because it was artificial. And then he pointed out some other mistakes, technical mistakes also, etc., etc. So a lot of the training is required, experience, and I thought this point of feeling comfortable on sankirtan is very, very important. And this is actually what the surrender means to Sankirtan, to that particular service of the solution. Many times the word is raised, the question, what does it mean to surrender to this particular service of the solution? And that, this is one very important explanation, I feel, that you just decide for your own self, I will settle on this field. This is my home now. Out in that particular service of the solution, this is my future. I will do this, if possible, for the rest of my life, or at least as long as possible. But that decision. And then naturally you will arrange your service, your situation on Sankirtan, all the other things around it, in such a way that you will feel comfortable. But if you always have in the back of your mind, I just look for, you know, this marathon and then bus, that's it, then you will not arrange your things in such a way that you feel comfortable. Because you know, you just go short term and then I do something else. And then it's very difficult. But if you decide, that's my service, I surrender to this, I will do this as long as possible, then you naturally begin to arrange things in such a way that you will feel comfortable more and more and more and more. Just like if somebody tells you, now this is in the temple, this is your office, your room, you have to stay here, this is where you have to live, this is your living room, so naturally you will begin to arrange things in your office, in your room, in such a way that you will feel comfortable. This is natural. So on the book distribution, the same principle comes. If we surrender to book distribution, we begin to arrange our thinking, our activities, everything connected to that service in such a way that we will feel very, very comfortable. And that especially also means reading, studying Prabhupada's book. It's very, very important. That because we want to continue with book distribution as long as possible. So we always require a very strong philosophical foundation that convinces us to distribution of all those books, to spread Krishna consciousness through book distribution. We have to have a very strong philosophical foundation. And this again brings up the point of preaching. You see, not these what inspires me most, not so many devotees make this point. It's a preaching activity. Of course, all the other points are also very, very important. But this point is also important. It is preaching. Not just for our own purification, in order to get mercy. This is also completely, absolutely valid. But this point of preaching is very important. And as Srila Prabhupada always said, one who hears nicely, he can preach nicely. So that's the very basis of strong book distribution. With hearing, studying Prabhupada's books, being convinced, listening to Prabhupada's lectures, and then go out and put it into practice, convince people, spread Krishna consciousness. So I felt there are basically two categories. On one side, we overcome obstacles simply by continuation, by practice. And the other category by training. We can actually learn to avoid mistakes on book distribution. Definitely requires a very strong and solid training. So I wanted to say that much. Kamati, you want to add something? Something.
Anyway, I think it's both these points, both in terms of what's inspired and what is the obstacle. I think it's what comes across is very personal in terms of obstacles. The real obstacles is within ourselves. So I put my comment on that is putting everything else aside and being able to meditate on the service, prepare my consciousness and desire. And I think that most of the obstacles that were expressed were hopefully with their own personal realizations. And also on the inspirational side, it's again the personal realization of Prabhupada's mission and benefits not just for myself but for others. And perhaps what came across in that particular question also would then be interaction with other devotees and the benefits we get from being in association. So it would seem that our conclusion from what has been said is how to repair our own consciousness personally, but also giving the benefits of the association with the other devotees, the team spirit for sankirtan. And that's really what we then must work on, a good team spirit, a good personal conviction.
Team spirit, personal conviction. This reminds me of this one example of Saturday to ship away whatever is not sankirtan. Remember that? So that should be the model. Do you have actually a lot of traveling parties, or most sankirtan devotees go out from the temple?
At times everyone's based here, but other times there's more travel.
That's little what we experienced in our zone. Traveling helps us a lot to get a lot of inspiration. We jump in the van together, 3-4 devotees, and just drive off to the next city. That's also very inspiring. And that helps a lot for the team spirit. Okay. So we come close to 10 o'clock. I feel we came to natural end here. And personally, of course, I want to thank you all again that we have been invited to share experiences, have your association. Especially, I was surprised about the Bhuvanath's visit. We used to preach in the Middle East together. We had a lot of fun, a lot of madness. So I was caught by surprise. And otherwise, I hope we will be able to come more often here. Because we feel there's a tremendous teaching spirit.
Oh, yes.
It was amazing.
And such a preaching field. I mean, when we went yesterday to London and for the Harinam, the people we saw, such good people you have. In Germany, everyone has a sausage eating sutra on we both felt like this.
Oh, yeah.
Bright faces, intelligent.
Right on your outskirts, so many intelligent people in the sea. Very exciting. The potential is very strong. I mean, everything here is based on teaching. Wonderful. So good. Then I think we can start here.
Thank you very much.
You want to come with